Before I get into any discussion about what I just read, I came across some stuff when I was looking online, and it kind of struck me. It's funny because I said, man, I've heard every one of these things before. You know, sometime in my life, I've heard it from my mother. And I thought I'd include that today before I get to the scripture itself. And this was written, they called him anonymous, whoever that is. But some son decided he would put this stuff on paper.
Anonymous is rich.
He's saying, she taught me logic. She once asked, if everyone else would jump off a cliff, would you do it too? Heard that many times. His mother taught him medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to stay that way. His mother taught him to be an adult. If you don't eat all your vegetables, you will never grow up. She taught him genetics, and I've heard this many times. You are just like your father. She taught him about his roots. Do you think you were born in a barn? I stood at the door, winter, summer, heat running, air conditioning running, with the door wide open, talking to somebody on the porch. I always heard that one. And she taught him about wisdom of age. She would say, when you get to be my age, you will understand, and I will explain it to you when you get older. She taught him about anticipation. I've heard this one. Just wait until your father gets home. He would have me quaking in my boots, I tell you that right now. I'd hide somewhere. Just hearing a truck pull in the driveway, that was the end of it right there. She also taught him about justice by telling him, one day you will have kids, and I hope they are just like you. In the scripture I read, the psalmist doesn't relate to the father, it relates to the mother. And that's why I was talking about verses 9 and 10. He only related to the mother. He relates to the depth of her faith, and he has this because of his mother. I mean, when he said that, out of the womb, I belong to you. I knew you were my God. An infant's not going to know that. Somebody had to tell him where God was, who God was, and everything that could tell him about God. That was the mother. That's why these two verses are so important, because the mother instilled that in her child. He knew it when he'd grown up. Now, was he suffering? Yeah, he was suffering terribly. But when he got to these two verses and things started turning a little bit, he realized that God was still there and that he was going to ask him for help and to help him get through this. And that's what he ends up doing in the rest of the verses. I found a study online, and it was something some scientists had got together, psychological type stuff, and they printed this in a magazine, and I read through it, and what they did, they took a group of toddlers and told them, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions, and what I want you to do is answer it like your mom would say. You know, she taught you, so you answer the way your mom taught you. They did, passed flying colors. Had no problem whatsoever. Then in a subsequent test, they decided, well, we're going to shake this thing up a little bit. Let's do something a little different. So they told the same toddlers, okay, the only way you can win this and beat this game is that you've got to lie. You've got to cheat. You got to break a favorite toy or something. You got to break it. Then you can pass. Well, what they found out from doing all this studying was that even though they cheated, they lied, they even broke their favorite toy, they all felt remorseful. That was still in them. Their mother put that in them when she raised it. Children learn things from their mothers that no one else can teach them. Only the mother can put certain things into a child. and it will stay there. There's a lady her name is Susanna Wesley. Everybody should know that name. She had two sons that were ministers. And it was John and Charles Wesley. They became ministers. I think you can say they're founders of our United Methodist religion, Methodism. Well, she prayed 1 hour every day for her children. And I can see why it would be at least an hour, because she had 17 children. 17 children. But she raised them with God in mind. Everything she did had God's hand in it. Listen to some of the rules that she had for her children. And she told them, this is what you're going to live by. I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to live by this. She rewarded politeness and good behavior. She punished any stubbornness and selfishness in her children. She taught her children to pray as soon as they could talk. As soon as they could speak, she taught them to pray. If she made a promise to her child, she kept it. If a child freely confessed that they had sinned, she didn't punish them. She rewarded that, because that's you need to feel bad at what you're doing when you're doing something wrong. You need to be able to tell who, your mother especially, what you have done, and she will understand that only a mother could. She took her responsibility as a godly mother very seriously. And she had two famous sons that became ministers because of this raising. Even started a religion, or a sector of that. I think back to my childhood, and you could hear a voice in the hallway. All the bedrooms was off of one little small hallway. She'd walk into the Mom would walk into the hallway there, and you can hear, "Get up, breakfast is ready, eat, get dressed, we're going to church." And even Dad didn't argue with her, you know, with that. You know, you got up and you dressed and you went to church. And she didn't just do this little simple stuff. You walk into the kitchen and there's a Bojangles bag on the table. That didn't happen. I mean, homemade biscuits, you know, eggs, whatever way you want them, pancakes if you're lucky. And you had a good breakfast. And she cooked three meals a day, always. She was always around. Well, we'd go to church. And you didn't just go to church for the service. You went all out. You went in, first thing you did, you went to Sunday school class. And you would talk about God. Then you went to the service, you learned some more about God. Then you went home, she fixed lunch. Then you pile back up in the car and you go again at 6 o'clock for the service. Every Sunday, that's the day. I mean, you know when I get up exactly what I'm going to have to do. And you don't argue about it, because you know there's no reason to. I mean, you're going to lose either way. But after a while, you realize, man, this is not so bad after all, you know. It's teaching me a lot. It's changing who I am and the way I think. All this because of being exposed to God from an early age. My mother's one of these people that she loved God so much that she carried a conversation. She was a talker. When you go in, she would carry the conversation. All you had to do was shake your head and listen for a while. But if she talked for 10 minutes, you're going to hear something about God. It was going to come out. And if you ever got quiet and kind of disappeared and you didn't hear her talking at all, you knew where she was. She was sitting on her bed reading her Bible, always doing her devotion. And I've never asked her a question about something in the Bible, she didn't just pop right off the top of her head and tell me. She could tell me the verses. I mean, she just knew the Bible, loved the Bible, and loved God. And I hope enough of that's rubbed off on me that when my time comes to be with my mother, I'll go there because of her. I'll go there not because God doesn't love me. If I don't go there, it's because I didn't love him. She was something special. Of course, all of our mothers always are. We sang a song just a minute ago. 1970, Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote that song. That's something about that name. And if you change just one word in it, it fits today pretty well. I'm going to attempt this, hold your laughter till I'm done. Mama, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mothers. Amen.